Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Over the past few months, retail brick-and-mortar stores closing down has made the headlines quite a bit.
Yeah, the latest to do so, actually, is the British fashion brands Topshop and Topman. Yeah. And unfortunately for them, they'll close their last outlet in Singapore at VivoCity today. And the brand plans to go online instead.
I was there 2 days ago, to my shock and horror, because I had forgotten that they were going to close down. So when I went there, it was like 3/4 empty.
Oh, really?
Shocking. I'm like, hey, what's going on here? Yeah, but they are
strange.
Closing down today.
Yep.
Gloomy outlook that we're seeing. But Skechers still sees pockets of opportunities, and it's even ramped up its presence in Singapore in recent months.
Yeah, it's really quite something. So the Skechers brand has opened 5 new stores in July and August, growing its retail footprint here to 30 brick-and-mortar stores, and has also expanded 2 of its existing stores.
How about that? Like any expansion efforts, it means hiring and, of course, creating jobs. Skechers has done so by hiring 40 new employees. How have they done this during this pandemic? Let's find out from Zan Lee, Vice President, Skechers Southeast Asia. Zan, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning.
Morning, Zan. So, obviously, the pandemic has been pretty tough on businesses. Some of them have gone out of business. You've done fairly well. Tell us what it was like getting through the hardest times of circuit breaker.
Well, I think we are glad that because our product is athleisure products, and we are one of the athleisure brand in the market. So during this period, many consumers are more health conscious. You see more people walking, exercising out there. So our shoes are pretty much in demand.
Pretty much in demand. So if we were to ask you what kind of losses you might have suffered, I guess that's not a fair question then.
Of course there is, because our store was locked down for almost 10 weeks. So product has been produced already and then ship it to our logistics. So we do have the inventory.
Right. So then how did you how did you pivot during this period?
So what we did was, so when it was locked down, no toys, we'll just have to ramp up our online business. So when the market opens, we react fast enough to the market. Example, our launches were being pushed for a season later. Mm. And then we move our walk. We move to the right market trend. Initially, we will have a yearly Skechers walk. So we move it to virtual walk now.
Ah,
and then we move more on, it's like a mixture of online and offline marketing.
Right.
And
so,
then
so
you social media.
You guys were part of the whole virtual walks, virtual runs that we are seeing these days.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, why not walk around your house with clean pair of track shoes?
Yeah,
that's
right.
All right. That works for me.
So one of the things that I noticed, son, was there were people of all ages who suddenly seemed to be out on the roads walking during circuit breaker in my neighbourhood. And I was curious to understand, because I've never quite been able to put my finger on it, who does Skechers target? What's your key demographic?
Our key demographic range, in fact, is we have products from 3 years old all the way to 80. So our key customer base is from 35 to 50, quite a huge range. And majority, they are women.
Majority women. Okay.
Yes.
Did you tweak your approach at all, you know, when you realized that people were out and walking, and then it wasn't just women, it was people of all backgrounds?
To be honest, because our products are very more athleisure, so the product has been very well received. We are like, if you go traveling, if you go walking, because we dominate the walking industry.
Hmm. To be fair, it's very easy on the eye. It's very easy to adapt into it in that sense, if I'm even using the right word. But Zan, I'm curious about how you guys have expanded. We'll talk about you guys opening new stores, but out of all of that comes 40 new employees. I'm curious, how during this period do you train the staff then, and does their role change from what it used to be?
So during the lockdown period, actually, we do arrange training, a virtual training during the 10 weeks. So okay. We work with companies that arrange programs that is suitable for our frontline and our back office as well.
Okay. And so Elliot just alluded to those new stores that you've opened. Can you tell us a little bit more about those and how you've been able to continue? I mean, obviously, we know that there's been more demand for those walking shoes, but it's still a challenging retail climate. What was it like opening those two new stores?
In fact, out of five stores, three of them have already been committed before COVID. So then because of the pandemic, it was being pushed. Delayed. For the new stores that we had, I was telling the team that we see challenges as opportunities, so this is a good time that we are able to get bigger and better stores.
Right, and you attributed the success due to the fact that, you know, the shoes still appeal to the walking crowd. I suppose that's really the secret there, not so much the running crowd, but the walking crowd. But right now, though, if we were to take a look at where your sales was coming from, what's the balance like? Would you say it's still more from brick and mortar, from the retail shop, or has online sales surpassed it?
Oh, no, for sure it's still brick and mortar, because I believe, we still have our customers who wants to have a feel, the sensory touch of the footwear, of the product.
Yeah,
but of course, we also need to give the convenience for consumers who want to shop online.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's the key with a lot of the Skechers stuff, isn't it? It's just very different to some of the other stuff you find out there. But in terms of the general consumer and retail trends here in Singapore at the moment, what have been your key observations, especially since phase two started? Has behavior changed at all?
Yes. For sure, because of social distancing, we don't see as high traffic as before.
Okay. Okay. On the line with us this morning is Zan Lee, Vice President, Skechers Southeast Asia. Of course, we are talking about how Skechers, you know, throughout this pandemic has managed to pivot and open five stores, employ 40 new staff. In your opinion, then, what would you say is the retail outlook for Singapore? I mean, what's the future of it looking like? Are you guys looking ahead already? And you know, I don't know, do you have to retrain staff, or do you have to employ technology or focus more on online?
Yeah, in fact, our online will be going live. We will have an e-com site that will go live probably beginning of next month.
Okay.
Then, yes, we will continue to train our staff. And of course, the brand who is able to withstand this storm will be stronger, and then we need to be fast, react very fast to the market demand.
And I suppose, Zan, you also need to be prepared. And what I'm thinking about is Christmas is coming.
Oh, yeah.
I know it's only September, but you know, we've noticed a ramping up amongst a number of brands launching products in time for the holiday season. Is that something you're thinking about?
Yes, we have already planned for Christmas season as well, already.
Yeah, will you be launching new products during Christmas, though?
For sure.
That's the one that we're all excited for. Buy a new shoe for Christmas. That's a hint to everyone who knows me. We've been speaking with Zan Lee, who's Vice President at Skechers Southeast Asia. Thanks a lot for taking the time to share with us your story. Take care and stay safe.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.